Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. We return to our Broadway is Back series, this time with a show that had its opening night on Tuesday night. Fans and celebrities alike, I mean, Pulitzer Prize winner Lynn Nottage was there, Gail King from CBS was there. Hey, even Pat Kiernan from New York One was there. They filled the Booth Theater and shared in the joy that was emanating on stage. That joy was in the form of a gaggle, a swarm, a school, a quiver, a whole bunch of hip-hop artists, beatboxers, and performers interacting with the audience and creating a completely improvised show out of the lives and the experiences of those who came to see them. The cast of Freestyle Love Supreme is fluid. There are often special guests and alumni rotating in, like Wayne Brady, David Diggs, and co-founder Lin-Manuel Miranda.
The last word is fracking, and I am attacking this beat because it's sweet to be back on this street. Broadway, ever since I was a little kid, this was my only dream, the only shit I ever wanted to did. Or do I mean do? I don't know. I like it. Jesus, guys, I am so fracking excited.
And I am excited to introduce you to four members of Team FSL, and I want to share a little bit of what each of them can do. First, let's take a listen to Anthony Vinazziali, who co-created Freestyle Love Supreme, and Anissa Foles. They're creating rhymes from random words. This is from our friend Chris Thiele's show, Live From Here.
I'm going to throw a couple of these words to young niece, who is on mic 2. She will have to instantaneously incorporate these words over the beats provided by Shockwave. Young niece, your first word is rainbow.
All right. Yeah. I got the rainbow. Yeah, you know your girl has the pride. I like the rain, so I'm gonna stay inside. Cause I don't want the rain, cause sometimes it's a pain. And yeah, I like the clouds. I chill all day.
Frostbite.
I got that frostbite. Where are my fingers? I'm chilling on the beat, but the music's gonna linger. I'm making this all up. It's coming off the dome. Please don't leave me home alone.
Beach day.
It's
last
a beach
word.
Day. Hey, I'm skipping school cause you know I'm gonna play in the sand. Yeah, I eat it up. I put it in my cup. I'm gonna make a castle. Oh yeah. All right.
Give it up for young niece.
All right. Your word is sleep.
All right, check it. I might still be asleep, but that's okay cause the hell is sleet. Or maybe precipitation that falls on me as I creep from this sheets. All right,
beaches.
Anyway, just want to stay inside. Unless, of course, it's sunny, then I will just glide up to the Wildwood Boardwalk Peach. Yeah, that's right, this day is for the beach.
Precipitation.
I will just reach, just be inside these. Oh, yeah, I got so much sweat on my brow, but that's okay, the precipitation of the precipitation is coming down. Yeah, thank you for the sound as I found.
Also, we have two-time beatbox champion Kayla Milady, who once gave a little tutorial in the WNYC green space a few years back.
So beatboxing, I'm going to show you the difference between beatboxing and beat rhyming, and then I'm going to show you some original songs. You guys cool with that? All right. So beatboxing is just the beats, right? Right? That's beatboxing. Rhyming is just like, break it down right to the sound when the energy, the heart and soul comes around. It's profound every time you feel it when you rule in, right? So that's rhyming, right? Beat rhyming is when you put them both together, right? So, break it down, put rhythm to the sound. Every time that your body comes around, it's so cool when you feel it. Right? Just warm up. We're just warming up.
And finally, Andrew Bancroft, who you may have heard the song he made during the pandemic.
To those struggling, feeling stuck in a rut again, out of luck, out of bucks, anger bubbling up again. To any one of you who lacks the love to get up again, cause you're suffering under troubles and they got your legs buckling. Whether you're stressing with depression, COVID testing, where you get it. Are you and your loved ones are lacking the coverage to fully recover or visit a medic? I get it. Cause life is hard without a pandemic. Racism that's systemic, a president who's pathetic. And no, there's no love in the government. Focus on prejudice, power, and punishment. One that is constantly passing their judgment. Cause of your gender, religion, or coloring.
Freestyle Love Supreme will be on Broadway at the Booth Theater through January 2nd, 2022. I see you all on Zoom. This is exciting. Hello.
Can you hear us okay?
I hear you great. We made it. I'm so excited. Fingers crossed this works.
It's going to be great. We're sailing from here.
That's improv, baby, right?
You know what? 2 hours of live radio every day. I feel you. We're right here. Yeah. Right here. So, Anthony, at the end of the night, on opening night, you got really choked up, really emotional. Mm. What was going through your mind?
Oh, wow. There's a lot of inside baseball moment happening there. But the previous opening night that we had, I don't think I expressed how important Tommy Kail was to not only the show, but to me. And we do something in our show called Second Chance, which is where we give a moment to an audience member to take back something that went wrong. And this felt like I was getting a second chance so that I could say out loud to the whole audience and to the world that this show really only exists because of the amount of effort and all of the different things that Tommy brings to the table. And he is a dear friend of mine, and for me to have made that mistake in the past to get a moment of redemption and corrective behavior brought definitely me to my proverbial emotional knees.
So, Andrew, you know, we heard a little bit of that song that you wrote about the pandemic. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you were part of the original crew that was on Broadway in 2019, right?
Yeah, yeah, I was.
So what, you know, so it ended, that ended before COVID. So what had been the plan for the spring of 2020 for you, and what led to that song?
You know, honestly, a number of us from the group Freestyle Love Supreme started an academy, and during the pandemic, we moved all of our classes online, and this community that we were, you know, we started off teaching freestyling, beatboxing, and, you know, having each other's back, supporting each other, doing something vulnerable. And the academy really became a lifeline, I think, for a number of people, myself included, for actual connection, because we're all separated just in our homes alone. And I thought a lot during the pandemic about people who were not as privileged as I was, people who were living paycheck to paycheck, people with mental health challenges, and just how hard the pandemic already was for me and how hard it must be for people who don't have that support network. So for me, that was a little bit of an anthem to people in our community or people who don't have a community like that, like FLS or FLS Academy, to come together. And, you know, for me, art is just a way to connect us, to thread emotion and humor and true stories together. So that for me was kind of like a, you know, it was something that I needed to do for myself, but also hoped that, you know, other people hear, because other people have made so much music and art that has connected me and lifted me up in a time when I really needed it.
So Anissa, you went to the FSL Academy, right?
I did, yeah.
What initially drew you to it?
I was a big fan of Freestyle Love Supreme. I had been for a few years. I found out about the group through seeing In the Heights, which I was a really big fan of because I'd never seen rap used in musicals in that way. And I was a fan of musical theater, but wasn't sure that I wanted to pursue it because I didn't see myself and I didn't really connect in a bunch of ways. But once I saw that show, it kind of opened my mind and it inspired me to say, okay, like musical theater is changing, it's evolving, things are happening. And through that, I found out about Freestyle Supreme. And I just remember being like, this is everything I've ever wanted to do in one thing. Wow, holy moly. And then I missed the winter run at Ars Nova in 2019, and I was really sad about that. I saw that they were having a class at the Freestyle Supreme Academy. I signed up, thought nothing of it. I was like, I'm just gonna sign up. And then I got an email asking me to be a part of it. And it was incredible to be in a space to use these tools I'd never used before in a structured way. And it opened up so many things for me, including being asked to audition for Broadway, which doesn't happen.
Not every day anyway.
Yeah.
So Kayla, you teach beatboxing as well, right?
Yes, I do. I love sharing the art form of beatboxing.
What is lesson number one?
Lesson number one,
how did that go?
Is just having fun with your voice, connecting to this instrument that we have with us at all times. I think the thing with even beatboxing or freestyling or improv is that even though it's something that any of us can do at any times, right? This instrument, our human instrument, is with us at all times. We're so afraid to use it. Mm-hmm. And we're so afraid to channel that part of ourselves. So when you come into our beatboxing class or my beatboxing class, the first thing is we're just going to have fun with our voice. We're going to make some silly, weird sounds. Yeah. And you're going to get comfortable not knowing what's going to come next and not overthinking what sounds or what noises or even what words in our case are going to come out of your mouth.
I'm talking to some members of the cast of Freestyle Love Supreme, Anthony Vanzelli. I like the sound effects. I like this. Andrew Bancroft, Kayla Milady, and Anissa Foltz. So, Andrew, when did it become, actually, no, what was something you learned from the first run on Broadway that has been useful this time around?
Ooh, good question. You know, it was such a new experience to step out on that stage in theaters. You know, I've been to Broadway shows before and have not really seen improv on that stage. You know, it's people who are incredible performers performing something that was written by an incredible writer. So for us to be in that space, it was really surreal. Pretty quickly, even though there were 800 people there instead of three who might have come to your first improv show, it really just became about listening to each other and playing with your friends on stage. So it was interesting to me how it went from being this like massive kind of big giant feeling to being really intimate. Yeah. And being, oh, I'm really just playing with my friends still. And we're getting suggestions and energy from the audience. It's just there's a lot more creative voltage running through because there's 800 people there instead of three, you know? So,
Anthony, for you, the same idea. Like when you went to Broadway, what was something that you found you could do on Broadway that you hadn't been able to accomplish in the intimate spaces?
Oh, wow, that's a really good question. I think that voltage kind of gets to this concept of like depth.
And the Zoom
syncopating their hearts together and witnessing and yet having these interactions where there's what I call oxygen deprivation moments, mm-hmm. where they all inhale at the same time, whether that's because a person tells a story about a moment that was particularly embarrassing, or we recreate that moment up on stage. When people take that sort of that big inhale, it just sort of amps up. Not only, I think, the skill and the ability that we are hoping to bear witness to as well. Like for us, I think we're conduits in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Like it's about getting out of the way. Like Kayla was saying, you know, we can muscle and overthink things with our like planning mind. And we're, you know, that's the dorsal lateral prefrontal cortex. Like it's this part of your brain where you're like, yeah. I have to judge and muscle all of this to like really accomplish it. And then there's this other part that's a little bit more like flow state. And I think flow state's like a channeling thing. So when we have that many people out there syncing up like that, the depth of feeling is greater, and the heights of our sort of emotional and let's call it skill level, I think got ratcheted up. And so the peaks and the valleys just got even Kilimanjaro'd and Mariana's Trenched.
Those are verbs, by the way.
They are now. Anissa, you've done traditional musical theater before. What was something that you had to rethink or relearn?
That there's no script. And I don't know what's gonna happen on the stage. Coming into the group, these people have been doing the show for so long. So, you know, when Kayla and I walked in there for a week of Broadway rehearsals, which is also not something that happens.
A whole week.
It was insane. It was terrifying, but it was also the most freeing experience I've ever had. You know, as an actor, I hate memorizing things. So so it's really, yeah, it actually works out. So coming into this, I kind of had to get out of my head of, there's nothing on the page. There's no wrong. There's no right. You can, whatever you bring to the table is correct. So that was something that I had to take in, and just being thrown into it is how you learn how to do it. So the first week of previews, the first show, I was thrown on that stage, and that's how you learn, by doing, mm-hmm. and falling like I did yesterday on the stage.
Literally
on Broadway.
And figuratively.
That is now on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Yeah, falling and knowing that people are going to pick you up, you know, literally.
So, Kayla, you're so expressive up there. And I sort of felt like, as an audience member, I wanted to be as expressive back for y'all, but you had a mask. Like, I tried to smize with my eyes, like, see, I'm smiling. But I'm curious what that's like for you, having all the audience kind of masked. Mm. Oh, they are masked.
Honestly,
they are masked. Yes.
Yeah, the energy is still there. I feel like the coolest part of our show as well is that we do get to interact with the audience still.
Yeah.
Even through the pandemic or through COVID or any of these times, we could still ask the audience these questions and they're a part of our show. And for me, every night, those moments where we get the stories or the words from the audience, seeing what that particular room and that vibe of the room is that night, that is my most favorite part. And my favorite memories of the show when I look back even in the last run in 2019, are actually the stories of other people and what they've told. Mm. And it really feels like I'm in a huge like reunion every night with a totally new group of strangers. So even though there are masks, it doesn't feel like there's much distance between us at all. It still feels like they're connected to us. And that's the beauty of our show. I mean, what other Broadway shows can you go to where you can actually be a part of our show with your words, with your energy, just like laughing with us? All those moments are so special to us. So that connection didn't feel like it dissolved at all, even from our last run. If anything, I think that people are so grateful to be back on Broadway, back with live theater, back with live music, and to just be with strangers again, that if anything, the energy is more palpable and more appreciated this year.
We could literally check in with them.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with the cast of Freestyle Love Supreme. Okay, so talking about connection. On the opening night, there was the snorter.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of magic. I don't know if that's ever happened to you before. So you ask an audience member to come up and tell them about this day. And this young woman comes up who is just kind of full on sassy. It's got a lot going on, but she's got this snort.
Adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And watching y'all's faces every time she snorted, it was just... Anthony, can you explain this woman, Nalini, a little bit to our audience and what you were thinking in the conversations about the snorter?
So, Nalini, if you're listening, we love you. You're amazing.
Love you.
So we get an audience volunteer and we ask for them to just share their day with us. And we don't know what we're going to get, right? That's that part of the live theater. So we're inviting somebody up as close to stage as we can now. They used to come up on stage with us during the previous run, but now they just come to sort of the apron, the very front of the stage. And I just ask them questions and they answer. And this has never happened to us. We've never had someone who has such a sort of... delicious glottal from their flange when they inhale and snort. I mean, so I will try to recreate it for you, right? So whenever Nalini was laughing, and I remember her name so well because she was like, it's like Bellini with an N, right? And you're like, oh, okay, cool. So whenever Nalini laughed, it turned into a... And it was palpable for everyone.
It was a beatbox sound. So, I was like, I'm going to take classes from you now.
Yeah.
I need that sound.
Yeah, full stop.
And it happened every 30 seconds, which was the fun.
Yeah, well, so for me, I knew when if I were to make her laugh, that moment was going to happen. And so I really needed to tone my humor down during that interview. I was like, if I make her laugh, we will be here for an hour. Because it makes the audience laugh. It makes us up on stage laugh. Like, it's a full stop every time. So I tried to just really keep it like Dragnet, like as sort of like just the facts, ma'am. And like to the books as possible. But, you know, that person was incredible. Yeah. Also, their story, like we get a glimpse into the life of a person as we bring them up. Mm-hmm. She's an incredibly productive, and not just productive, but like engaged in civic duty, right?
Yeah.
Like this person was like, hey, I'm trying to make sure that like our government changes so that we have what we think is a more inclusive version of our country. And we're all like, yes, you all day. Like we need as much energy that you can bring as possible. Just maybe less snorting next time.
It's the perfect balance.
All That's right.
So good. That's so good.
So y'all, we are in the middle of our fall fundraising drive. So may I give you a few words?
Oh,
and maybe you can put it.
So like we're gonna like do a little rap for the fun.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. So here are the words: tote bag.
Ooh.
Okay.
Mug.
Mm-hmm.
Public radio. Nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And independent.
Ooh.
Wow. You got all those?
Mug. Yeah, tote bag. Nerd.
Yeah. Public radio.
Public radio. Independent.
Got it. Locked in. All right. Ready?
Yeah. All right, niece, you want to go first?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Kayla, drop that beat.
Yeah. Hey. Okay, I got a ring ring, you know you gotta call my pager. You know we're having that fall a fundraiser. Okay, yeah, it's gonna be fun, it's not a drag, so enter it and maybe you could win a tote bag.
Oh yeah, that would not be that bad. I'm not a thug, but I like coffee in a mug. You gotta get that mug, yeah, it's something to see. Yo, we kicking it here with WNYC, cause that's public radio and that's the way to go, we love it. Seriously, WNYC, nothing above it. Yeah, you gotta tune in for the fundraiser so they can keep up the public radio behavior.
Yeah, that behavior, yo, come and join the herd. You know we love these, we just word nerds. So give us all the ones, we not be didactic, but we gonna bring it back just like we intergalactic planetary. Thank you very much, Beastie Boys. All right, and now I'll give it one more to Young Niece Joyce.
Yeah, Young Niece, yeah, you know what I say though. You know we on the public, the comma and the radio. Yep. We're speaking, yeah, we got a beautiful host, the host with the most. Yeah, we love you and you got a lot of joy. Thank you for interviewing us today. It's Freestyle Love Supreme, behaving in the worst way, okay?
Yeah, I think that's all we got to say. It's kind of scary. Did we use all of this vocabulary?
One
I forget that there was one more word. Oh, what was it for real? I think Anthony has got it. Yo, two-touch, tell us how you feel.
Yeah.
How I feel right now, I'm presidential.
Yeah.
I just want that independent central state. Yeah, that's right, it's an independent way. That's why we need to fundraise and we need your money.
Hey.
And when I said fundraise, I meant fundraise also. All right, yeah, and that's how I bring in the apostle.
Rise up,
fundraise up.
I see.
Pew,
pew, pew, pew.
Best fundraiser ever.
Yay.
Thank you so much to Freestyle Love Supreme, Anthony Vianciali, Andrew Bancroft, Kayla Milady, and Anissa Folds. Go see the show. It's on Broadway till January 2nd, 2022. And congratulations on your Tony, y'all.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for having us. This was fun.
This is all of it.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.